Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Yahweh there, Elder.
Well, I don't know what I'm looking at, but I'm looking at all the slots that fill 195 international countries and flashing 105,519. So take your time and I'm looking at these memos because I see I got a lot of memos that's coming in as we speak. So 105,519, take your time and put on what Yahweh put on you and let me stammer through what I'm doing as the lead teacher, spread them books out and get ready to come and get the class going. Look at the elder. The elder. Why be the same right? You on the clock, come on.
Once again, Yahweh, bless you, Seer Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. And if I'm not mistaken, this looks like the largest class ever that we've had in quite some time. Quite a few people came to hear the words of Yahweh. That's 105,519 listeners that came to hear Yahweh's word. And you know what? That's a good thing. Because we know we all came to hear things that most of us here listening can understand. And some that's attending the program never can get it. And that's without proper teaching. And they come to see those things in the Bible that most of us here can see. Some looking can never find. Again, for the misinformed can do none of these things. To be informed with proper teaching is what we do. This is why the words of Yahweh makes all this that is taught possible for the righteous. Because we have to be aware by knowing the scriptures that we read. There's those out there that camouflage their evil teachings using deceptive tactics, bumping the gums contests, all these things to lead you away from Yahweh's righteous understanding. So we're gathered here now to thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry that comes to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahweh's word, keeping the Sabbath days. And we do this because you have not. This is information that you all came to seek. And now you found that what you have sought in Yahweh's ministry that's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. There's no class on Tuesday unless we have a special event. Now, we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of the Sabbath we're in now, which is Friday. Temple class starts at 7:30 to 10:30 p.m. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. Temple class starts at 12 p.m. and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. Once again, until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address for the listening members to use. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of your current smart devices. Right on the search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. And after you click enter, just on this big line, you're going to see some choices. One is going to be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you might see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. And doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahweh, O you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahweh glory and strength. 8. Give unto the Yahweh the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that when doing this, to remember that Yahweh loves a cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry. It's greatly appreciated that you give what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahweh live. Also to build a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Also while there, don't forget to check our calendar. Keep yourself, family, and friends in tune with the Bible feast days that come to us throughout the year. The calendar explains in biblical detail with scripture when the feast days begin and when they end. For the live program, This is a feature that's only available during the live broadcast time, like now. To get there, open up any search engine. Right on the search line, type three words, Yakwa Radio Live. And after you click in it, look for True Name Teachers. Click the red live button as soon as this appears. You'll be right into the live online broadcast. We're using currently two email addresses. The first is tribe, that's TRIBEYHDH, at gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answered, or related topics. The other is YHDHYSRAEL at gmail.com. Also for biblical subjects or related topics. You can even state how our program was enjoyed by you. Now, the numbers you can righteously call with Yakwa in mind, the first would be our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is an international number, as you previously heard before, where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m. Of course, except for like today, Friday. The program time will be repeated after 10:30. To listen to the program in its entirety again, enter three words on the search line, Yakwa Radio Live. After you click enter, look for True Name Teachers. Choose the program that you were late logging into, or actually any previous day that you'd like to listen. We're also making it possible even to get a recording of any program by request. Just call the international line toward any particular day or number of days. We're now doing the normal broadcast of Broad Talk. We're also on Pal Talk, listed under ethnic group. African American, look for Yakwa True Name Teachers. This is where Yakwa's word is also working. Online there to be after our normal program to answer any Bible questions about the discussed Bible topics or topics put on the table. There will be Elder Josiah or Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel, to answer any of your Bible questions. Absolutely no comments will be taken off topic or multiple text messages answered, as we've seen before. Failure to follow these righteous acts, either elder will block or restrict misuse. And if Broad Talk ends before teaching time, we will continue teaching on Pal Talk. Yakwa be with you all. Remember what it tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33 says, "For Yakwa is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches or covenants of the saints." So when we're doing this, we want to keep our scriptures in mind. Where no one should try to be winning the bump the contest. We always see that most of the time. But when you do that, you will miss all that glory that Yakwa has said unto you. We are rehearsing the righteous act to learn Yakwa's word and remember what it tells us in the book of John, chapter 14, verse 26. 26 says, "But the Comforter, which is the righteous Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring unto your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you." So the way we're going to accomplish that today on the Sabbath day, we're going to keep the Bibles open, maybe take notes, and remember what was said unto you. We will pass our program back over to our seer Israel and say, "Hallelujah, Yahweh."
Hallelujah, Yahweh there, Elder, so we'll catch you on that broadcast, on that Pal Talking. We got a memo saying Sister D, she will be a few minutes late, so and she will give a commentary on whatever Yakwa put on her to put on the table. So right now we'll pull her up once we once she gives the signal she's ready to go. Okay, good enough. So we'll be hearing from her a little bit later. Sister D.T. Israel. And a little bit later on her commentary. All right, so what we're going to do, we're just going to open the lines up and keep my eye on Brother Yahdai Israel and let me know when he's ready to get it. I want to look at these memos I got right here because I'm all over the place as we speak. All right, good enough. So we'll leave it like that and go find Sister G. Israel and see if we throw a couple of verses on the table and pass it on. Remember, all the camps is open. Call for details, 224-600-5579. Call for details and get in where you fit in at. See, right there, important to understand something. This man got a timeline on everything, and his timeline is it will be put out there according to the way he got it written. So keep that in your mind. And where it was written in these books, it's going to stand. All right, good enough. So we catch the elder on the second part, and we wait for the okay of our sister D.T. Israel. And she got a commentary coming up shortly, so what we do, we'll see if we get something going on. Top part of the Sabbath day. This day the Almighty El May. This is the top part of the Sabbath day, and this is day, and we live on Pal Talk as we speak, so quite naturally, if you was on that side, it would be just clear enough sound on both sides, so everything should be in order. In order, that's what it's all about. Matter of fact, the series is called In Order, but this is the Sabbath day. So we're going to leave that like it is. We're going to find G. Israel, and we'll see if we put a few verses down and take it from there. Let's see if we go find where she at. All right. Okay. So one thing about it, when you meet your sister with a loud voice, you say. Sister G, Israel, tribe of Yahdai Judah, top of the Sabbath, Yahweh be to that seed royal.
Yahweh bless you, seer Israel, seed royal. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Wow, that's Sister G, Israel. All right, let's see if we get something going on. Like I said, I love when the Sabbath day come in, but I love the part of riding shotgun. I love to sit back and to have my pen working for me. That's what I like to do on the Sabbath. Right, good enough. So how about we'll see if we open up with a little and see which way Yahweh wants to come deal with this. Luke chapter 12, verse 12. See what we get going on there, Sister G. Israel. Luke chapter 12, verse 12. See what that say.
Luke chapter 12, verse 12. For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
Mm-hmm. And I believe that. The righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. No doubt about it. So let's we'll open up in Sirach chapter 2. And we'll open up in Sirach chapter 2. And we just see what, take one verse at a time because we don't know what we got to stop and precept that a little bit. But let's see if we start in Sirach chapter 2 and pick with verse number 1. Let's see what was going on. Sirach chapter 2, pick with verse 1 there. So, G is real. Let's see what that got going on.
Sirach chapter 2, verse 1. My son, if you come to serve Yahuwah, prepare your soul for temptation. 2.
Mm-hmm.
Set your mind aright.
Hold that point right there. I want to comment on this about every verse. So we'll take one verse at a time. He said, now listen, my son. If you're going to serve you some Yahuwah, the first thing you have to do is prepare yourself for some temptation. That's what he said. So bottom line, right there, that really kind of just delivered up Christianity, Islam, and Judaism. If you're going to serve you some Yahuwah, he said, the first thing, be aware of it, of temptation. Now, see, that's big talk right there. So, now I want to preach. up that right there, that first verse, right there. So he said, now, prepare yourself for temptation. Verse 1, that's what we got. Let's run a second. Let's run a second Thessalonians chapter 1 and let's look at what is he saying. He said, now, my son, and my father said, my daughter too, if you're coming into to you some YHWH, to understand some dust days, Yahuwah, prepare yourself for temptation. He said, don't worry, you're going to get plenty of that. So Paul had to deal with that. So he going to Northern Kingdom, and he's going to bring that kind of message to them. And let's see what he says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 4 down to verse 10. Let's see, can we precept that one verse? Let's take one at a time. We don't know where it's going, but prepare yourself for temptation. Let's see, can we precept that to 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, 4 down to verse 10. So, Israel, come out.
2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 4 through 10. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 4. So that we ourselves honor in you in the assembly of Yahuwah for your patience and faith, belief in all your persecutions and tribulations that you endure. 5. Which is a manifest token of the righteous judgment of Yahuwah, that you may be counted worthy of the kingdom of Yahuwah, for which you also suffer. 6. Seeing it is a righteous thing with Yahuwah to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you. 7. And to you who are troubled, rest with us, when Yahuwah the Son shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty ministering spirits. 8. In flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not Yahuwah and that obey not the covenant teachings of our Yahuwah the Son. 9. Who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of Yahuwah and from the greatness of his power. 10. When he shall come to be honored in his saints, the 12 tribes of Israel, and to be admired in all them that believe, because our testimony among you was believed in that day.
That was some big talk there. What did verse 8 say again? Read that verse 8 again.
In flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not Yahuwah the Father and that obey not the covenant teachings of our Yahuwah the Son.
So he's saying he going to take vengeance on them that know not from Yahuwah. And so otherwise, the one that ignore his covenant, and he going to take vengeance on them that otherwise that is not known about his covenant. So I thought because you don't know about something, you get a pass. We find out right now in verse 8. No, he's going to take vengeance on the one that don't know the covenant. So that means that we got to examine ourselves and see if we got into Proverbs 21:16 working with us. What it says in Proverbs 21:16? Because I thought maybe you can get a pass if you don't know. What it got written in Proverbs 21:16? Because he said, we read in verse 8, he was telling the northern kingdom that he's going to take vengeance on you if you don't know. So that means we have to make some kind of adjustment. What it says in Proverbs 21:16.
Proverbs chapter 21, verse 16. The man that wandereth out of the way of understanding shall remain in the congregation of the dead.
Mm-hmm. So if you wander out of the way of understanding, you're going to remain in the congregation of the dead. All right, so now we don't got a precept on verse 1. Now let's come back and look at, see what can we pull out of verse 2. So now we be clear. You're not going to get a pass by not knowing. And matter of fact, he made it plain, said, by you do knowing, you have to add you some 1, 22 to 25 in James. But suppose you do know. Let's see what he says in James. Let's precept that to James, Yahweh the Son's brother. Suppose you do know what's on the table. James, chapter 1, look at verse 8. Skip down to 22 to 25. Suppose you do know. I know what this day is all about. Then what do Yahweh got written in James 1, verse 8, 22 down to verse 25? Sister G, Israel, come on.
James chapter 1, verses 8 and 22 through 25. James chapter 1, verse 8. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. 22. But be you doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. 23, for if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. 24, for he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. 25, but whoso looketh into the perfect Torah instructions of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed.
That's pretty good. Well, let's try to kick in there and Titus chapter 1, verse 8 and 14. Let Titus give a shot in there. See, that's one thing about it. We be writing down as quick as somebody kind of have a statement on the table. Let Titus get a shot on that one right there. Let's see what Titus says in 1, 8 and 14. So this is a pace that we have to get on, and we have to hold fast this pace. Let's see what it got written in Titus chapter 1, verse 8 and 14. Sister G. Israel, you're back on the clock. Come on.
Titus, chapter 1, verses 8 and 14. But a lover of hospitality, a lover of good men, sober, just, righteous, temperate. 14. Not giving heed to Jakda Judah's fables and the and commandments of men that turn from the truth.
Otherwise, don't give no lead. Although when you call somebody, and it still sounds good. That means this whole book just sounds good. Run them same verses back there in Titus chapter 3. Do Titus got a chapter 3 too? I don't know. Do we got a chapter 3?
Titus.
Look at verse 8 and 14. Yeah, chapter 3, verse 8 and 14.
Titus, chapter 3.
You can go in
there.
Go ahead.
Verses 8. And this is a faithful saying, and these things I will, that you affirm constantly, that they which have believed in Yahweh might be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable unto men. Verse 14, and let ours also learn to maintain good works for necessary uses, that they be not unfruitful.
So you got See, this one thing about it, like whatever we did yesterday, that's understanding. But this is another day. This is God's law of the seventh. So we found out one thing, that you have to maintain good works. This one thing right about this, just like, you know, got your marriage on, you know, went to work and done 40 hours, and you said, well, got my 40 hours in. He said, yeah, okay. But that, you got to check for that one. So only if you check for nothing, you got to come back and get another 40 hours in. So Yahweh is telling you the same thing about his word. You got to maintain this right here. This summer here got to be a lifestyle, his word. You got to maintain this word. Let's see what it says over here. And, matter of fact, let's go back now. So I think we're going to take care of verse 1 real good. We got enough out of verse 1. Let's run back and get us in verse 2. Let's see if there's anything in verse 2 that we need to take a look. You mean all that was in verse 1? Yeah. And plus there's a whole lot more in verse 1. But that's the point we're making. Yahweh, the Bible has a 42:24. Let me see what it says in Zerah. See, one thing about this Bible that must be stated by the six anointed camps. The Bible has a Zerah 42:24 on every place you go. What it says in Zerah 42:24?
Zerah, chapter 42, verse 24. All things are double one against another, and he has made nothing imperfect.
Mm-hmm. So when you jump down in the Bible, understand one thing. You can read this book all you want, but this Bible has a double meaning to it. And the ones that he have chosen, they will understand that the moderator, whoever stand before you, if you don't see the double meaning in the Bible, then one thing about it, you're not following the rules and regulations according to Yahweh. So, the Bible has a double meaning to it. Matter of fact, now let's come back and read verse 2 again. Now, so we got the right 2 verse 1 out of the way. We clear. So we have worked that over real nice. And now we laid the foundation that the Bible has a double meaning to it. We can look at something one way, and if you think that's what it's really saying, it can be, but it also have a double meaning to it. Spiritually, what is it talking about? And that's the game changer. What is that saying spiritually? We reading it currently, worldly. Okay, good. But what is that verse saying spiritually? That's the game changer, spiritually. So we go back to Sirach. We read verse 1. Let's read verse 2. What it says in verse 2?
Ecclesiastes. Sirach, chapter 2.
Yeah, 1 verse 2.
Verse 2. Set your mind aright, and constantly endure, and make not haste in time of trouble.
You know what he say? He said, now don't run. If you want to get hot in the head, don't run. That's what he just said. He said, now set your mind on it now. He said, now when you get hot and heavy, don't run. Don't look for your escape route. So he's telling you right then and there, it's going to get hot and heavy on you, but he just told you, don't run. Because he put a title on you that we need to take a look at, because he called you in 61 verse 3 something, the reason why he's telling you, don't run. He said, don't run. Isaiah 61 verse 3, let me show you why he told you, don't run. And this is the only thing I ever seen that don't run when it's lightning, thunder, everything, boom, 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 going on. And only one thing I know, don't run. Let's see, can we read it in Isaiah 61, verse 3. What are you talking about there, Sister G. Israel? What are you talking about, 61, verse 3?
Isaiah chapter 61. verse 3.
Mm-hmm.
To appoint unto them that mourn in the city of David, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of Yahuwah, that he might be honored.
Read that again.
To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, polluted for city of David, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of Yahuwah, that he might be honored.
The planting of Yahuwah, so they was called trees of righteousness because it's the planting of who? Yahuwah. He said, so the people of the book, they was called the trees of righteousness. And they are the planting of Yahuwah. So I know in your lifetime, my lifetime, we don't see many storms, everything. But one thing we always see, that tree can bend all the way backwards. But that tree will be there when everything else is blown away. Is that right, Marie? Oh, I can't get nothing out the grass. So I know these things. That you watch that tree, I mean hail, rain, sleet, snow. I don't care what's going on. Guess what's there? That tree. And he just called you the tree. Is that what he say? And then he gave you a nickname. He gave you a nickname in 16 verse 11, Jeremiah. And he gave you a nickname. Not only that, he called you a tree and he gave you a nickname. He said one thing about it. The ones he's looking for is the ones that is trees. And I know one thing. I've seen some many times bad weather everywhere. But I see the last thing standing is the tree. And guess what he called you? That's what I tell you. Don't run. Don't run. Tree of righteousness. Don't run. Yeah. What's the reading that from G, Israel?
Jeremiah chapter 16, verse 11. Jeremiah chapter 16, verse 11. Then shall you say unto them, because your fathers have forsaken me, saith Yahuwah, and have walked after false Yahuwah, and have served them, and have worshipped them, and have forsaken me, and have not kept my Torah instructions.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good, too. So, that's good, too. And, you know, I seen Mother Z over there cleaning up those. Said, wait a minute, dear. You ain't trying to sneak one in, is you? So, you know, otherwise I was giving that eye in class. I said, you trying to sneak one in out there. Yeah, 11 verse 16. So you see, that's one thing about it. I like when you kept those seal trying to slide one in, and that let me know who are students, who are paying attention. Jeremiah chapter 11 verse 16. What does it say? 16 and 17.
Jeremiah.
Let's see your name.
Chapter 11.
Let's put a name on. Mhm.
Jeremiah chapter 11 verse 16. Yahuwah called your name a green olive tree, fair and of goodly fruit. With the noise of a great tumult, he has kindled fire upon it, and the branches of it are broken.
Mm-hmm. So he called you a green olive tree. So that's your nickname. Now, Yahuwah gave the children of Israel a nickname, a green olive tree. A green olive tree. That's your nickname. Now, David pulled that verse. David. No, David didn't pull that verse. Jeremiah pulled that verse. He pulled that verse from from Psalms 1, verse 3. That verse was pulled. 1, verse 3, what did it say?
Psalm chapter 1, verse 3. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper.
Mm-hmm. He's going to be planted by he'll be a tree planted by the water. Now look what he brought in. Look what he come up with now. A tree planted by the water. That's what the children of Israel, that's their M.O. They supposed to be a tree planted by the water. That is your M.O. Because if you a tree planted by the water, and David's book of Psalms, chapter 98, verse 14 and 16, then if that fits you, then Yahweh would say this to you from the mouth of David by being a tree planted by the water. He'll say this to you in 98, verse 14 and 16. What does it say that in Psalms 98, verse 14 and 16? G. Israel, what does it say?
Yes. Psalm 98?
Psalm 98, verse 14 and 16. Now I'm trying to paint a picture there, Sister G. Help me out a little bit there, Sister G. I'm trying to paint a picture. The picture I'm trying to paint is that he have called you a green olive tree. And he said you will be around a lot of water. So I'm trying to paint a picture for this mass and audience to understand that it's a people called a green olive tree. And Jeremiah pulled that from David. So now I want to pull out exactly whatever we own right now. I'm trying to pull that out. So what verse we got on table right now there? And we live on Pale Talk, Blog Talk, those on Pale Talk, Yahweh be with you all on that. And we live on Blog Talk Radio as we speak. So what did we just got through saying now, to G. Israel? Come on.
Psalm. There's no 14 and 16 and 98.
Well, what about 96 then? How about 96? What do I need? Throw the crabs. Help me out. You see those seals struggling a little bit.
98.
Yeah, what? Well, okay, what part is those seals kind of lacking on? How about 94? Try 94 verse 14 and 16. Because once you plant it right, then he can say something to you. Matter of fact, let me pull a rabbit out of the hat on that one. Then I can stall. It's 94. Before you go to 94, let me pull a rabbit out of the hat real quick. I'll tell you what I'll do. Let me pull a rabbit out of the hat. Help me out, Mother D up Israel on this one. Yeah. Now I'm going to pull a rabbit out of the hat. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 6 for a minute. Hold what you got there, Sister G. I'm going to run and show you that, this man does a lot of things. He do a lot of things. And then we can come back with 94, verse number 14 and 16. But I want to show how he operates sometimes. In the book of Isaiah, Mother D.F. Israel, live at Camp 1, I want to look at something how he's operating. And we'll look at the 6th chapter. And we'll pick it up at verse number 5. And we'll take it down to verse 8. Listen to this conversation going on right here. Isaiah chapter 6, verse number 5, down to verse 8.
Isaiah chapter 6, verse 5 through 8. Verse 5. Then said I, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, Yahweh's host. Verse 6. Then flew one of the seraphim, unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongue from off the altar. Verse 7. And he laid it upon my mouth and said, lo, this has touched your lips, and thy sins, iniquity, is taken away, and your sins purged. Verse 8. Also I heard the voice of Yahweh saying, whom shall I send? And who will go for us? Then said I,
what is that?
Here I am.
Yes.
Send me.
Ain't that something? Send me. You see that? So Yahweh, he was talking with the Father or the mental spirit that was around. But he was talking loud enough. You know how you're talking about something when you're in the lunchroom in school? You know, that old girl over there, you know, woo, woo, woo. And she listened real good. Same thing there. So Yahweh said, who will go for me? And he noticed that you have put that, you'll put that word in me, Isaiah said. He said, well, why should I look to my left and to my right? Send me. And that's the same thing once you plant it and you ready to go, Yahweh put a spirit on you and you'll be ready to make your move. Now, with that understanding, now we go on to, now you know we found you a tree. Children of Israel, you are a tree. You've been planted. Now, in 94, verse 14 and 16, now we're going to paint that picture of Sister G. Israel. We're going to paint it real good. Now, what does it say? 94, verse 14 and 16, come on.
Psalm chapter 94, verses 14 and 16. For Yahweh will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. 16. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Sin.
That's it. There you go. See, that question is? Now, he said, now you see you've been planted by the water. You've been planted by the water, meaning what that supposed to mean in 5:26 of Ephesians. So now you've been planted by the water. So now what water is he talking about? And we'll precept that to 5:26 of Ephesians. Say, now I got you planted. I'll call you a tree. And I know one thing. A green olive tree ain't running nowhere. I don't care how rough it is. It'd be right there ready to take care of business. It ain't going nowhere. It'll stay in its ground. So you'd be rooted into that ground real good next to the water. The water is what? What's that water he be so close to? He know he's doing in Ephesians 5:26. What's that water talking about there, Sister G. Israel?
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 26. That he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word.
Oh, so his servants, the tree mentality, they will have the word in them, and they will stand their ground against any organization, anybody on the planet when it comes down to his word. So the children of Israel was picked to be like a tree. That means when it comes down to the Bible, they're supposed to make sure they are top of his word. Not only being a hearer of his word, they have to be a Romans 2:13. What it says in Romans 2:13 now, G. Israel? See, we just can't be a hearer of this man's word, green olive tree. You have to be a, what else? Romans chapter 2:13, what it say?
Romans chapter 2, verse 13. Romans chapter 2, verse 13. For not the hearers of the Torah instructions are just before Yahweh, but the doers of the Torah instructions shall be justified.
Not just the hearers. And like the elder did say, it's the largest class ever on the top part of the Sabbath day. And so that's a great thing. So we hearing the word of Yahweh. But he said, listen, largest class ever on the top part of the Sabbath day, you have to be a doer of his word, not just a hearer of his word. Because by being a hearer of his word, you're not going to get nowhere by being a hearer. You got to be a doer of his word. Do you, like James said, you are playing with yourself. So instead of playing with yourself, I'd be the best playing with myself out there, because this man gonna do some damage to you. So if you're gonna be like that, you're gonna go all the way headlong, because he's gonna go headlong on you when time appoints. This thing have no half-stepping with it. Tree. A green olive tree. Got it? Good. Let's run back now. We got enough. Now let's come back to, let's come right back. We'll get about 2-3 more in, and we'll bag out the race. Let's come right back to Sarai. So we're going to take care of 1 and 2. We got that down. What the next verse say? Let's see, can we find anything in the next verse? So we on precept Sarai 1 and 2. Let's see, is anything that has to be taken care of in Sarai 3, verse 3. Let's see what 3 verse 3 say there, G. Israel. What does 3:3 say?
Sarai chapter 2, verse 3. Oops. Okay. Cleave unto him, and depart not away, that you mayest be increased at your last end.
Cleave unto him, and don't part away, that you might increase in your last end. That's a big topic there. Who want to take a shot at that? Z, you want to take a shot at that one? Anybody? Who want to take a shot at that one? Who want to take a shot at that we just said? Cleave unto him. Who want to take a shot at that? Because he read that verse again one more time. And let's see who will step up and take a shot at that one.
Cleave unto him, and depart not away, that you mayest be increased at your last end.
Okay. Leave unto him that you may have a increase at the last end. Now, who wants to step up on that increase at the last end? So he say he got something for you if you cleave unto him, and you got a increase coming at your last end. Now, who won't take a shot at that? What you saying, WC? No, we don't want you to take a shot at that, because we know you're going to come on with it. So who won't take a shot at that one? Cleave unto him. And at your last end, he got something for you. But he got to make sure you don't cleave unto him. Now, who won't take a shot at that? We're coming from Sirach 3:3. Now, Sirach 3:3, he said, cleave unto him. Then he said, if you do so, you got a shot of, what did he say you got a shot at again? Israel, what did he say you got? You got a shot at what at the last end? Did he say what you got coming?
Sirach, chapter 2, verse 3. Cleave unto him and depart not away, that you may be increased at your last end.
So he got to increase. If you hold on to him, he got to increase coming at the last end. And that's when you're supposed to be at your best, at the last end. You're supposed to have a... He said, if you cleave unto him at your last end, he got something for you. Now, who won't take a shot at that? Who in class won't take a shot at that? Cleave unto him. And at your last end, he got something for you. Anybody won't take a shot at that? Huh? What can we read on that? What did we read to make a statement like that? I mean, that's a powerful statement you're making.
I'm not reading nothing, but
this came on something. Oh, okay, but we want to edify this national audience. Yeah, yeah, we need a scripture on that. Yeah, and that's big talk. I mean, that's big talk with them. And as a matter of fact, that is a verse. That is a powerful verse right there about when he do come. That is a powerful verse, but we want to read that to edify this national audience about that, what you just said. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to just throw me a little something in and delay just for a minute until we find that. Until we find that verse up there. Say it again. Repeat that again, what you just said, Mother Z. Repeat that one more time.
It means, draw near unto Yahweh.
Yeah, and he'll draw near to you, huh?
Right.
Yeah. Well, you might as well pull that verse up. But what I do, I'll stall for a minute.
Okay.
And I'll stall for a minute, and I'll look at a verse over here, and... So now, so we clear that. So in Mark chapter 4, pick it up around by verse number 24. Mark chapter 4, verse 24. Let's see what we're working with in Mark chapter 4, verse 24. What are we working with?
Mark chapter 4, verse 24. And he said unto them, take heed what you hear. With what measure you meet, it shall be measured to you, and unto you that hear shall more be given.
Keep reading.
25. For he that has, to him it shall be given, and he that has not, from him shall be taken, even that which he has. 26. And he said, so is the kingdom of Yahweh, as if a man should cast seed into the ground. 27, and should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should spring and grow up, he knoweth not how. 28, for the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself, first the blade, then the ear, after that the full corn in the ear. 29. But when the fruit is brought forth, immediately he put it in the sickle, because the harvest is come.
Excellent. So, you got some, Mother Z? You got some? You got some? You got some? Because you had some. It's just you know, for the national order, we might just I just threw me some in, just to be throwing some in there, you know. And matter of fact, I'll start until you tell me you got some. Let's run to the book of Amos, chapter 4, verse 12. Now pick up verse 7. Then skip down to 12 through 14. Amos. Chapter, what we're reading again here? Chapter 4, verse 7, Sister G. Israel. Chapter 4, verse 7, let's get down to 12 through 14.
Amos, chapter 4, verses 7 and 12 through 14. Amos, chapter 4.
Hold on, let me be on the same page. Read verse 7 and skip down to 12 and just read it and write it all the way out. Whatever's there, write it all the way out. So write it all the way out from Amos chapter 4, verse 7, then skip down to 12 and just write it all the way out. So whatever there, just write it all the way out.
Amos, chapter 4, verses 7 and 12 through 13. Amos, chapter 4, verse 7. And also I have withholden the rain from you when there were yet 3 months to the harvest, and I caused it to rain upon one city, and caused it not to rain upon another city. One piece was rain upon, and the piece whereupon it rained not withered. Verse 12 through 13. Therefore, thus will I do unto you, O Israel, and because I will do this unto you, prepare to meet your Yahuwah, O Israel. 13. For lo, he that formeth the mountains and createth the wind and declareth unto me what is his thought, that maketh the morning darkness and treadeth upon the high places of the earth. Yahuwah of hosts is his name.
Now come back and read verse 7 again. He said something in there. He said he done what in Amos 4, verse 7?
And also, I have withholden the rain from you when there were yet 3 months to harvest, and I caused it to rain upon one city and caused it not to rain upon another city. One piece was rained upon, and the piece upon it rained, not withered.
Now, he caused it to rain on one city, but he didn't cause it to rain on another city. What is he talking about? What it says, Brother Makai, read one verse for me. Read 28, verse 10. Of Isaiah. So what is he talking about here? See, here, this is a game changer. Fixing on the camp. Make sure you pay attention to what he's saying here. So what is he saying here? He said, I caused it to rain on one city, and I didn't cause it to rain on another city. What is he talking about? Because it says, what in 28 verse 10, Brother Micaiah?
Book of Isaiah, chapter 28, verse 10.
Yes.
Verse 10.
What?
For precept must be upon precept.
Yes.
precept upon precept.
Yes.
Line upon line.
Mm-hmm.
Line upon line.
Hey.
Here a little and there a little.
So otherwise, who won't take a shot at that? He said, I caused it to rain, but I ain't going to put nobody in no torture. I caused it to rain on you. So who in the class want to say he's talking about? What are you talking about? What rain are you talking about? What did he rain down to the children of Israel? Huh? Manna, huh? How about, Sister G, Israel, let's go to Exodus 16, verse 4. Let's see what he had to rain down on the children of Israel. Now, see, this is what I'm trying to tell you. Sooner or later, we're going to see this out of the sixth anointing camp. I mean, really just, and then the world will know one thing. We know what to do. Let's find out where he come out, causes the rain down on them, and then let's see what he calls by going back to the heavenly tablets and look at verse 16, verse 4. What does it say in 16, verse 4? Sister G. Israel, what does it say? Exodus, chapter 16, verse 4. What he calls the rain.
Exodus 16, verse 4. Then said Yahuwah unto Moses, Behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain rate every day, that I may prove them whether they will walk.
Hold on. He calls what to do what again? I just want to get the direct hit. He calls what to do what in his rain deal. He calls what?
Then I will rain bread from heaven for you.
Bread. So he said, I'm going to rain bread and give to the children of Israel. I'm going to rain some bread to give to the children of Israel. That's what I'm going to rain. I'm going to rain some bread. Remember, the Bible got double meaning. I'm raining some bread down to the children of Israel. Now we're going to St. John chapter 6. And we'll get a closing statement behind this. He's telling Moses, I'm going to cause bread to rain down on them. That's what they got coming. Now we're going to precept that and see what he's talking about by going to St. John chapter 6 there. So G. Israel. He said, I'm going to cause some rain to come down on them. But I'm going to rain some bread down on them. Now, see, now, look, they out there with their baskets out there, got their baskets all running around. Hey, come on, drop it down to me. See? Drop it down to me. Let's see what he says. Let's go to St. John, chapter 6, take a verse 32. And we'll read till we get our point. He going to cause bread to rain down to him. Pick up verse 32, what it say?
John. Chapter 6, verse 32. Then Yahuwah the Son said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. 33. For the bread of Yahuwah is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. 34.
Yeah, that,
says,
hold that point. So what bread did he rain down from heaven? What, verse 33, what bread did he rain down from heaven? There's in verse 33,
bread,
what is saying? Yeah? Go ahead. You see, and see, that's what we're trying to tell you. Can't no institution nowhere teach the way the six anointed camps teach. See, they got their baskets out there running around for the Bible have a double meaning. What he rained down, he was giving Moses a shadow of what in verse 35? Verse 35.
And Yahuwah the Son said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst.
Verse 48.
48. I am that bread of life.
Verse 51 in the closing statement.
51. I am the living bread which cometh down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world, the 12 tribes of Israel.
Now y'all see that? Now you see what's all in it. That's why we got to come on, y'all. We got to come on. So everybody, they basket out there, all every nation running around, he just dropped something down. No. He's going to drop his word down on the children of Israel. That's what he's going to drop down. The bread is Yahweh the Son giving Moses a shadow that he's coming, and he's coming to one people to give them the bread of life so they can teach others. That's why he said, who gonna rise up and go for me against the evildoers? The one that teach one way and it ain't got nothing to do with what they're teaching. The Bible got a double meaning, and we the only ministry that can bring it out. You just heard a shot of the double meaning. Sister G. Israel, close the statement, asking on your part. You're on the clock for your clothes. Come out.
Thank you, Seer Israel, for connecting the books. And see you royal. Don't be in the congregation of the dead. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Excellent. That's Sister G. Israel. See, one thing about it, we come humble, but we got a job to do. The six anointed council got a big job to do. And that is to always bring to those that got an ear to hear, the Bible have a double meaning. When you read one way, that's for the world to read that way. But you're supposed to know what he's really saying. And that's the key. Excellent. So we're going to bring in the elder for his closing comments. We're going to bring the elder in for his closing comments. And remember one thing, it'll be a live broadcast on Power Talk. And the elders will be on there live and well to answer any question pertaining to this lesson. So, Elder Stills. What's your final thoughts on the top part of the Sabbath day? You on the clock? Come on. You got something? Come on, come on with it. Come on with it, Mother. WCG.
Once again, Yahweh.
James, chapter 4, verse 8. Draw near unto Yahweh.
Yes.
He will draw near unto you. Clean your hands.
Your mind is double-minded. Excellent. Exactly. That's right. That's excellent, Mother Z. That means you're double-minded, straighten up over there. That's what he's saying. Let's bring the elder back in now for his closing thoughts. And top part of the Sabbath day, remember one thing, the elders would be on Power Talk immediately following the broadcast. Any questions pertaining to this lesson, you're welcome to come to the microphone and hear what the elders got on the table and whatever you got on the table. But right now, I'm going to bring in the elder to give us a closing thoughts on Blog Radio. You're on the clock. Come on.
Once again, Yahweh, bless you. See you as well, and thank you for bringing me into the largest broadcast we've had in quite some time. And we know all the members that are listening came to hear the things that most of us here listening already understand. And some that's attending never can, and that's without proper teaching. And this is what we're here to do, to teach the words of Yahweh. So we welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast that comes to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First of all, about Yahweh's word, connecting the books for your biblical education, your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. And we do this because we know that you all came to seek, and now you have found that which you have sought in Yahweh's ministry that's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. There's no class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. We're in the top part of the Sabbath now, which is Friday, from 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part, which is Saturday, the temple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m., once again until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, open up any one of your smart devices. Right on the search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. After you click enter, just under the line, you're going to see some choices. One of these choices will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you might see menu, but after clicking this, still you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. Doing so, remember what it says in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, O your kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Now, I always remind everyone when doing this to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahuwah Live. Also, to build a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also, while there, don't forget to check the calendar. Keep yourself in tune with the feast days that come to you, your family, and friends throughout the year. For the live program, this is a feature that's only available during live broadcast time. To get there, open up any search engine once again. This time, type in three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After you click enter, look for True Name Teachers. Click the red live button as soon as this appears. You'll be right into our live online broadcast. We're currently using two email addresses. The first is Tribe, that's TRIBEYHDH at gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions answered of a biblical subject, or actually related topics. The other is YHDH@gmail.com. Looks like we're getting calls and stuff all over the place. Don't believe the calls that we're getting. I see what the seer means. But anyway, we will get into our email addresses, which we just mentioned, YHDHYSRAEL@gmail.com, also for biblical subjects or related topics. Now, we do have a couple of numbers that you can call to reach our program. The first is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call, leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except for Fridays, like today. This program will be repeated after 10:30. To get there, once again, type in three words on the search line, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for True Name Teachers. Just choose the program that you are late logging into, or actually any previous day that you would like to listen. One other good note, we're in the process of making it possible to get a recording of any program by request. Just call the international number that was given to order any particular day or number of days. And as was said earlier, now doing the broad talks and on Pal Talk, we're both simultaneously on both listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Yahuwah True Name Teachers. This is where Yahuwah's word is also working. Online there to answer any questions from the Bible about the discussed Bible topic or topics put on the table, either by Elder Josiah or Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel, we will be there to take your comments from those topics. Absolutely, no comments will be taken off topics or multiple text message answered like I've seen previous times before. Failure to follow these righteous acts, either elder will block or restrict misuse. And if Front Talk ends before teaching time, we will continue on Pal Talk. Yahuwah be with you all. But remember what it tells us in the book of John, chapter 14, verse 26. 26 says, but the Comforter, which is the righteous spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring unto your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. So as I said earlier before our program when I first started, keep your Bibles open. Take notes so you can remember these things that were said to you. I will pass our program back to our seer Israel. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. All right, that was excellent again, Elder. And, we got the memo, D.F. Israel, said, well, she just, you got to make sure she got everything crossed right and dotted right, and she will be back on the next broadcast to make sure she got everything ready to go to edify this national audience. No doubt about it. And that's what it's all about. We put time in our work and make sure our work is up to snuff. And that's what we do. We don't pick this up because it's 6 o'clock or 7:30. We prepare to take care of this business, 6 anointed council. That's a great spirit indeed. Sister D, T, Israel, C, Rail. All right, good enough. And on that note, we're going to bring the lead teacher out of Camp 1. And when you meet your brother, with a loud voice you say, Brother Yahdai Israel, Yahweh be with you there, C. Royal.
Well, bless you, C. Israel, C. Royal. Hallelujah,
Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. All right. So you on to the close. Come on.
All right, we in another top party. After I slap a day, I feel like I gotta get my money, but this is not what I'm doing. This is the Father and our wives. So let's peep at this right quick before we get in. Look at Luke chapter 12, verse 12, Mother Israel, Zero. Look at Luke chapter 12, verse 12. We'll be your teaching why we believe that. And that very same hour, righteous ministry will teach you what you are for. Let's see how you pull it out, Mother Lee. Try to the book of Hebrews, chapter 1, verse 7 and 14. Let's see how do the righteous minister spirit, how do he move Mother Lee Israel, the book of Hebrews, chapter 1. Verse number 7, verse number 14. And do the righteous minister spirit move?
The book of Hebrews, the root of evil, chapter 1, verse 1, verse 7 and 14.
Matthew, verse 7.
And of the angels he said, who maketh his angels spirit and his ministers a flame of fire?
He said he make his angels spirit. Verse number 14, what did he say?
Verse 14.
Yes, ma'am.
Are they not all ministers and spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation?
We know that he sent forth to those that are heirs. That you in line for this salvation, right? Let's turn to the book of Luke, Brother Micaiah, Israel, T. Roy. So they sent forth to those that are in league, in line for salvation. Now let's see if we can get a name on the table. Brother Micaiah, Israel, T. Roy. Turn to the book of Luke, chapter 1. Let's keep that verse number 54, 55. 66 through 68. Brother Micaiah Israel is here. Book of Luke chapter 1, 54, 55, 66 through 68. Let's see what we can get out of this. Brother Micaiah Israel of Hebrew.
Book of Luke chapter 1, verses 54, 55, 66 through 68.
Yes, sir.
Verse 54.
Mm-hmm.
He hath opened his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy.
He said he hath helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy. Come on.
Verse 55.
Mm-hmm.
As he spake to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed forever.
Well, this thing was geared up for Abraham and his seed. And Yahweh put a forever on the table, right?
Yeah.
Verse number 66.
Verse 66.
Mm-hmm.
And all they that heard them laid them up in their minds, saying, what manner of child shall this be?
That is.
And the hand of Yahweh was with him.
Verse 67.
Verse 67.
Uh-huh.
And his father. His father, Zechariah, was filled with the righteous spirit and prophesied, saying,
this is Zechariah's father was filled with the righteous spirit. So, what was Zechariah full of?
Darkness.
What was Zechariah, his father, what was he full of? We're going to break that down for us.
Mm.
What was Zechariah filled with? It was full of this righteous spirit. So what was Zechariah working with?
What verse was that you just got to reading that from Bob McKay? What verse was that again?
That was verse 67.
Or what?
Luke chapter 1, verse 67.
Excellent, excellent. All right, good. Bible study class, come on. You want to hear me something on this?
What was Zechariah full of? We pull out a precept on that. What was Zechariah working with here?
That we can read. What was he for that we can read?
Zechariah was full of what?
The word.
Full of the word of Yahweh, all right?
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Thank you, Brother E. Israel C. Wright. St. John 663. Well, St. John chapter 6, verse 63, Mother E. Israel C. Wright. St. John 6, verse 63. Let's see what you got to be full of. You know what? You can be full of some of everything, but what God wants you to be full of?
That's right.
and death, right? Mm-hmm. But how do we get this abundant life? How do we grab hold of this life that Yahweh has set before us? How do we make that move? Right in Matthew chapter 19, where the tree of Israel seen royal. In Matthew chapter 19, right quick. Think of that verse number 16. Let's read down to verse 21. Matthew 19, verse 16 to 21. Mother D of Israel, see you right.
Matthew chapter 19, verse 16 to 21.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 16. And behold, one came and said unto him, Good master, what good thing shall I do that I might have eternal life?
And that's what we shoot for, right?
Yes.
We shoot for this eternal life.
We have a question.
The young man came to him and said, Good master, what good thing must I do that I may have this abundant life, right? Mm-hmm. Verse 17.
Verse 17.
Mm-hmm.
And he said unto him,
What do you say?
Why call you me good?
Why you pat me on the back, right?
There is none good but one.
Mm-hmm.
That is Yahweh the Father.
Wait.
But if thou wilt enter into life, keep the Torah instruction.
So Yahweh made it very clear, right?
Yes.
Now if you want this life, you gotta keep the Torah instruction, right? The first five books of Moses, ain't that right?
Bring it out.
Come on.
Verse 18.
Mm-hmm.
He said unto him,
What did he say?
Which Yahweh the Son said, Thou shalt do no murder.
Said, Thou don't do no murder, go ahead.
Thou shalt not commit adultery.
Mm-hmm.
Thou shalt not steal.
Wait.
Thou shalt not bear false witness. Verse 19.
Mm-hmm.
Honor your father and your mother, and thou shalt love your neighbor as yourself.
Oh, it came to a point where he said, You gotta love who?
Your neighbor as yourself.
You gotta love your neighbor. Like you love yourself, right?
Yeah.
Now, who is that? Who is your neighbor that we can read? That you gotta love. You can't love him unless you know who he is, right?
Yeah.
Who is that neighbor that you gotta love like you love yourself that we can read here? Who is your neighbor that you gotta love, right?
Yeah.
Like
and
you love yourself.
Like,
who is that? Who is that
neighbor that you gotta love like you love yourself?
Bring it out.
Turn to Leviticus. Go to Leviticus chapter 19 right quick.
Bring it out. Okay, I understand your question.
See what you've been
you're
for.
Asking, is this a separate
no
class?
Time out for guessing game, right?
Toronto.
We
got
now we got to get on the no-no, right? We got no way you got one moving. I ain't moving, right? Hold that point, Mother Dia. Turn to the book of Revelation. Say the thing in Revelation. Mother Dia, Israel, see you right quick. Turn to Revelation chapter 14 right quick. In Revelation chapter 14, see if I can lay my eyes on it.
Or
let's look at verse number Revelation chapter 14, verses 1 to 5.
Yes,
man.
Verse
1. Mm-hmm.
And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on Mount Yahdaju.
So he said the ram was standing on Yahdaju, right?
Yeah. And with him 144,000,
mm-hmm.
having his father's name written in their forehead.
Oh, wow.
The name was sealed in their forehead, right?
Yes.
That happened the other day.
Judgment.
Great.
Thou shalt not respect a person of force.
you what?
The honor to the person of the mighty.
What?
But in righteousness, the judge thy neighbor.
What do you say you got to judge your neighbor out?
In righteousness.
Now, we get somewhere right here now. One thing we know we got to, the way we love our neighbor like we love ourselves, we got to judge him in righteousness. So, who's going to put a precept on the table? So just break it right down so we can see exactly what he's talking about here. We got to judge him in righteousness. We got a precept to break that down for us. If I did the book of Hebrew, mother of Israel, let's see, right? Hebrews chapter 9 right quick. Let's see what Moses was working with in the book of Hebrews chapter 9. What does the Israel see, right? Let's see where Moses dealt with the thing here, Moses. Look at Hebrews chapter 9. And let's look at verse number 19. Hebrews chapter 9, verse number 19, the book of Hebrews. Look at the word Hebrew, but Hebrew. Chapter 9, verse number 19. See what Moses was working with.
The book of Hebrews, alluded to Hebrews, chapter 9, verse 16.
Number 19.
Verse 19.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 19.
Mm-hmm.
For when Moses had spoken every precept to all the people.
How?
According to the Torah instruction.
Moses broke the precept according to what?
The Torah instruction.
According to the Torah instruction. So now, how are we supposed to make our call?
According to the first
Bible. We're looking for a precept. We put it out in the St. John 7:24. Verse Micaiah, Israel, see you right. See how we make that judgment. Because we got to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. Is that what we read? Micaiah 7, verse 24. Brother Micaiah, Israel, see you right. How do we make that call, Brother Micaiah, Israel? St. John 7, verse 24.
Book of St. John, chapter 7, verse 24.
Yes, sir.
Verse 24. Judge not according to the appearance,
mm-hmm.
but judge righteous judgment.
You got to judge righteous judgment, right?
Hallelujah.
And what is righteous judgment? What is judging righteous judgment? Such a Deuteronomy, mother, GF Israel, see you right here. Let's run this for a little spell here. Deuteronomy chapter 1. Brother G.F. Israel, the senior royal, let's find this for a little spell. Look at Deuteronomy 1. Let's take it to verse number 17. Deuteronomy 1, verse 17. Let's find this for a little spell, Mother G.F. Israel, the senior royal.
Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 17.
Mm-hmm.
You shall not respect person and judge you,
uh-huh.
but you shall hear the small as well as the great.
So Yahweh laid it all out on the line, right?
Yes.
We read that you got to love your neighbor, right?
Yes.
Just like you love yourself.
Yes.
So he said you cannot respect person in judgment, right?
Right.
You shall hear the small as well as the great. Come on.
You shall not be afraid of the face of man,
mm-hmm.
for the judgment is Yahweh, and the cause that is too hard for you, bring it unto me, and I will hear it.
We can always go to the next level with this thing, right?
Yes.
You always got somebody you can go and get in their ears for a little fail, right?
Yes.
You got somebody that you can go and get into their ears for a little fail. Let's see if I can pull this out. In the book of Sirach. Brother Micaiah Israel, see you right. Let's see if I can pull out a statement in the book of Sirach. Chapter 6. Book of Sirach, chapter 6. Let's look at verse number 32 through 37. Let the Micaiah Israel see you right. Look up Sirach chapter 6, verse 6, verse 32 through 37. But Micaiah Israel, see you right.
Look at Sirach chapter 6, verse 6.
Yes, sir.
Verse 32 through 37.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 6.
Yes, sir.
Be in peace with many.
Be at peace with many.
Nevertheless, have one counselor of 1,000.
Go ahead. Verse 32.
Verse 32.
Come out.
My son, if you will, you shall be taught. And if you will apply your mind, you shall be prudent.
Come on with it.
Verse 33.
Uh-huh.
If you love to hear.
Now he said you got ears to hear, right? If you love to hear, what you got to do?
You should receive understanding.
Go ahead.
Yes. If you bow thy ear and shall be wise.
He said, now if you bow your ear, that's how you increase in your Yahuwah, right?
Yes.
You got to have your ear in tune with the Torah instructions of the Most High Yahuwah. Verse 34.
Verse 34.
Yes, sir.
Stand in the multitude of the elders.
He said, now stand in the multitude of elders, right? Go ahead and do what?
And cleave unto him that is wise.
And he said, you got to do what?
Cleave unto him that is wise.
Come on with it.
Verse 35.
Mm-hmm.
Be willing to hear every Yahwali discourse.
So anytime the book is on the table in your presence, right? You got to make sure you are attentive to that. Is that right?
Yeah.
Come on.
And let not the parables of understanding escape you.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 36.
Yes, sir.
And if you see the man of understanding.
He say, if you see a man or woman understanding what you do.
Get thee betimes unto him.
He say, make your move real quick, right?
And let.
Hello, that. He say, you got to make your move quickly, right?
Yes.
Betimes, come on, and let your what?
And let your foot wear the steps of his door.
That man, now, it was a great man, right? One of the greatest men in Israel, is that right? And he was, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
King David made a statement about the move he gonna make in the book of Psalm 73. Mother D of Israel, see you right. Psalm 73, verse 17. See how we make that move. I mean, you got to make it beat time, isn't that right?
Yes.
Psalm 73, verse 17. How do we make that move, Mother D of Israel?
Psalm 73, verse 17.
Yes, ma'am.
Psalm 73, verse 17. Until I went unto the temple of Yahuwah, then understood I therein.
So David, who was king of Israel for 40 years, right? He said he went to the temple.
Yeah.
And he found some understanding. Ain't that right?
Mm-hmm.
Mother E. Israel, see you right. It's a rock. Chapter 51. Let's keep that verse number 16, verse number 23, verse number 30. The rock 51, verse 16, verse 23, and verse number 30. Mother E. Israel, the sea wrote. Look up the rock chapter 51, verse 16, verse 23, and verse number 30. But we're working with them, Mother E. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Right.
Chapter 51. Mm-hmm. Where he? I bow down my ear and look. So he said he bowed down what?
I bowed down my ear and look.
I bowed my ear a little and did what?
And received her.
And got what?
And got much learning.
He said, look here. You want to increase, you got to have an ear to hear, right?
Yeah.
Verse 23.
Mm-hmm. Draw near unto me.
You are learned. And do what? learning. You had to go to the temple of learning, right? That will be at on the top line of the Sabbath day. We made it to the temple, just like our King David did, right? Mm-hmm. Verse number 30, come on. Yes, ma'am. Where's your word? You mean you got to make your move out? That means you got to pick them up and put them down. When it's time to get to the temple of Yahweh, can't let nothing get in your way. Is that right? No, nothing get in your way. You got to make your move. And in his time, what?
And in his time, he will give you your reward.
And we all want that abundant life, right? That's what we're working toward, right? That eternal life. But let's go back to that Leviticus.
Say he is in the light.
He or she, right?
Right.
They say they in the light. Ain't that what they say?
Right.
And do what?
And hate thy brother.
Hate that brother and sister is what?
Hate thy brother and sister in darkness.
And then what?
Darkness.
And then darkness. Come on. And
even until now.
He say even to this very day. If she that hateth that brother and sister is in darkness, is that what it says?
Right, yes.
Come on.
Verse 10.
Mm-hmm.
He that loveth his brother or sister abide in the light, and there is no occasion of stumbling in him or her. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness and walks in darkness and know not whether he of he goeth.
But he say, he and she that hateth their brother or sister, they are walking in what? What they are operating up under that we can read. Who got them in check? You read last night, I believe it was, in the book of Vision of Paul, 1 verse number 3, right? Anybody got that book, Vision of Paul, verse number 3? Vision of Paul, chapter what? Verse number 3. Anybody got that book? What you working with your mother in 1 John 1, 6? What you working with that? Nine. If you say that you have fellowship with him, and walk in darkness, right? You lie and do not the truth.
Mm.
Out of it.
Mm-hmm. Or an idolater.
Or an idolater. Go ahead.
Idolater.
Mm-hmm.
Or a rebel.
Violent. That means they got a like a ticking time bomb on them.
Right.
Get hot real quick.
Yeah.
A violent. Go ahead. Or what?
Or a drunkard.
Go ahead, Rio.
Or an extortion.
Go ahead.
With such and one, no, not to eat.
They don't even sit down at the table with them. Right? That's what he's saying.
That's what he's saying.
Verse chapter 12, come on.
Verse 12.
Uh-huh.
For what have I to do to judge them? Also that are without.
Without, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Do not you judge them that are within?
He said, but the one you got to deal with is the one that is what?
Within.
One that was in.
That's right.
What about the one that are without? Verse 13.
13.
Mm-hmm.
But them that are without.
Good.
Yahweh judges.
Good.
Therefore, put away from among yourselves that wicked person.
But when Yahweh say, love your brothers and sisters, now, to get a little bit deeper and just this breath, ain't that right?
Yeah.
Matthew chapter 12. What the Messiah is going to see right. 46 to 50. Come on.
Yes.
Book of Matthew chapter 12. Verse 46 to 50.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 46.
Yes, sir.
While he yet talked to the people.
Please.
Behold, his mother and his brother stood without, trying to speak with him.
Go ahead, read on.
Verse 47.
Mm-hmm.
Then one said to him, behold, your mother and your brother stand without, desiring to speak with you.
Because the book says you gotta love your neighbor, right? like you love yourself.
That's right.
Matthew 12, verse 50. What do you say, Brother Micaiah? Like, what do you say about this wheel?
Book of Matthew, chapter 12, verse 50.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 50.
Can you back up at 49 and 50? I got it 49 and 50.
Matthew chapter 12, verse 49 and 50.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 49.
Uh-huh.
And he stretched forth his hand towards his disciples and said, behold, my mother and my father.
So y'all brought the son got a little dramatic, right? Stretched forth his hand and said, behold, my mother and my brother. Verse
50. Verse 50.
Mm-hmm.
For whosoever should do the will of my father.
Now the will of your father, is the first five books, right?
Yeah, right.
Your instruction. Whoever do the first five books for the Bible.
Is in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
The same is my brother and sister and mother.
So he said that this thing gets just a little bit deeper, right? Say the one that do the will of your father. That is who is my mother, my brother, my sister. All that are doing Yahweh's will.
Mm.
So you got a little bit deep with this thing, right? So you got to know who you focus in on, right?
That's right.
Give my attention to.
That's right.
Now those that are without.
Those that are without.
Say, I got that.
Yeah, I got that. That's not your concern. They without, it's not your concern.
Come back to that Leviticus. Brother Israel, Leviticus chapter 19. Let's see, back up at 17 and 18. Leviticus chapter 19, verse number 17 and 18. Brother Israel, see you right. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Verse 17.
Yes, ma'am.
Thus shalt thou hate thy brother.
But he said, you don't hate your brother or your sister in your mind, right?
Right.
Great.
But
he said, you got to rebuke your neighbor, right? Now, what are you talking about there? How do we rebuke our neighbor? How do we make a move like that if we can beat them?
Take your time, Brother Yahshua Israel. Take your time, Brother Yahshua Israel. How do you rebuke your neighbor that we can read? Bible study class. How do you rebuke your neighbor that we can read?
Keep it 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3. 15-17.
Followers unto Yahweh's son, saying,
then what?
who is great in the kingdom of heaven?
Now, we all get caught up in that a little bit, don't we? Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven, right?
Yeah.
Now, let's see how Yahuwah the Son deals with the issue at hand.
Verse 2.
Yes, ma'am.
And Yahuwah the Son called a little tribe unto him and sent him in the midst of them.
Well, Yahuwah called a little child, right?
Yes.
He sent them in the midst of them and said what?
Verse 3.
Mm-hmm.
And said, truly I say unto you,
yes, ma'am,
except you be converted and become as little children.
He said, you got to become as a little child, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That means you got to, as we've been reading, you got to buy your ear. Is that what he's saying?
Mm-hmm.
Let's read that again. It's a rock. Over here, Brother C. Roy. It's a rock. 51, verse number 16. Let's see if we can read that one more time. Surah 51, verse 16, Mother Israel, see you right. We'll go to Surah 51, verse 16. Mm-hmm. Surah 51, verse 16. Mother Israel, see you right. Surah 51, verse 16. Mm-hmm. What do you read?
About
them,
I hear.
Say so you got to bow down your ear. A little, go ahead.
And receive
her.
And got much
learning. You better get it. If you want to get a hold of this thing, you got to bow down your ear.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Mother Z is well, see you right. It's right 6. Verse 6. 32 through 37. On the Israel of the Lord, it's Sirach chapter 6, verse number 6, verse 32 through 37. On the Israel of the Lord. Sirach chapter 6, verse 6, 32 through 37. Yes, ma'am. Sirach. Mm-hmm.
Be at peace with many.
Then I be at peace with many, yeah.
Nevertheless, have but one hundred of a thousand.
But nevertheless, have one counsel of a thousand. Verse 32. Verse 32. Tell me I'm in a hurry.
I'm in a hurry, what you have to say?
Verse
32. Yes, ma'am. Verse 32.
Mm-hmm.
My son, if thou would, if you would,
death.
My
son, my daughter, if you will,
death shall be.
Talk. If you will, you shall be taught, right? Go ahead. What you gotta do?
If
you
will
apply
thy mind,
you shall be prudent.
You shall be prudent.
Prudent. Verse 33. Come on.
Verse 33.
Mm-hmm.
If you love to hear that.
If you love to hear, you shall receive what?
You shall receive understanding.
Go ahead.
If you bow, think
thy ear.
Thy ear, if you bow thy ear, you shall be wise.
Now, Yahweh put an explanation point on this. He didn't say no maybe, did he? You might. Maybe. He said, now, if you follow these instructions, right? You shall. Now that is an exclamation point. Receive understanding. You shall be wise. That's what he's saying.
What he say?
Verse 34, come on.
Verse 34.
How you got to get on in the groove with this thing, Mother Z? Verse 34.
down
establish thou heart, thou mind.
He's going to establish your mind and do what?
And give you wisdom at thy own, at your own desire.
And give you wisdom at your own desire. Leviticus 19, Mother Israel, 17 and 18. I don't know about nobody else, but I got to put in 40 at least. Ain't that right?
That's right.
I got to put in some time before I can get some pay. Ain't that right?
That's right.
You got the same way you got to do your clock.
Yeah.
You got to speak it like you're speaking for silver. And look for as you search for hidden treasure, right?
Yes.
Come on, verse number 5.
Verse 5.
Uh-huh.
Then you shall thou understand the fear of Yahweh and find knowledge of Yahweh.
Verse number 6.
For Yahweh giveth wisdom out of his mouth, cometh knowledge and understanding.
Verse 7. Yes, ma'am.
He layeth up sound wisdom for righteous. He is a buckle to them that walk uprightly.
He be in your corner. If you walk it uprightly, ain't that right?
That's right.
Matthew 22, Brother Micaiah, Israel, and C. Roy. So he said the first and the great commandment is to love Yahweh. He said with all your mind and with all your strength.
Mm-hmm. I got some.
Come on with it, see it.
Mother 8. I want to see what hot Ishikar put that statement based upon you got to get at this thing like you're looking for some gold in your backyard. I want to precept that to Book of Job 23 verse 10. Let's see what it says in 23 verse 10 about this gold. That you got to seek this thing like it's gold. And the Book of Ishikar's boy Job 23rd chapter. Pick up verse 10 and 11. Tell me what that says. In the book of Job, chapter 23, verse 10 and 11. Get me out there, mother. Let's see if we add on to that. Seek this thing like it's gold.
Chapter 23, verse 10 and 11.
Uh-huh.
Verse 10. But he knows the way that I take. He has tried me. I shall come
close and go. Yeah. He said when Yahweh have done what? And you gotta come forward like what?
As gold.
Now run to Lamentation real quick and let's find out who is you talking about. Although he just gave a tidbit on his mother, So Issachar, boy, he from the tribe Issachar. But he said, you're going to tribe me as gold. So remember, you know that he got you already as a standing tree, and he's going to try you as gold. And now we got need to kind of be clear, although Issachar did pull the cover up on that. But we're going to get one more out there, Mother E, one more out of that by going to the Lamentation. As read past Jeremiah. We want to get a little bit more on who is he talking about by name. So we can be clear that the people of the book, or we're the people of the book, you're going to be tried like gold. And if you see how they work gold over, you know one thing, boy. Gold goes through a whole lot to make sure it's gold. So they like a tree that's planted. So now, in Lamentation chapter 4, can you put a name on this gold that's going to be tried, and they always tried first? So who the first one got to be tried like gold? Lamentation 4, verse 2, Mother E.
Verse 5,
the precious son of Yahdah Judah, southern kingdom. They compare to what? Fine gold.
How
are they esteemed?
As earthly pitchers.
So how were they made? I mean, how are they esteemed as earthly pitchers? Who got their hand in this?
The work of the hand of the potter.
The work of the hands of the potter, Yahweh. Back to Brother Yahdah Israel.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All right, now, what were you at next?
Man. Yeah. We had to get that in there. Make sure that this goal is always pointing toward you.
Yeah, that's a proverb, right?
Matthew chapter 22.
Let's come back next year, brother. Thank you. That's June 22. Come on back there. That's June 22. Brother Micaiah is brother. See you right there. Matthew
22,
what are we working with
there? Matthew 22.
Let me get back up at verse number
38. Okay, verse 38. All right. Matthew chapter 22, verse
38
to
40. Mm-hmm.
Verse 38.
Yes, sir.
This is the first and great commandment.
He said, love Yahweh with all your mind and with all your strength. That is the first and great commandment. Please.
Verse 39.
Mm-hmm.
And the second is like unto it.
He said, the second is like unto it.
You should love your neighbor as yourself. Verse 40. On these two commandments hang all the Torah instructions in the prophets.
So he says you got to love your neighbor, right? As yourself. Yeah. So these two commandments hang all the Torah instructions and the seal, right?
Yeah.
Let's go to the book of Romans, of the D.F. Israel C.
Roy.
The book of Romans, chapter 13. Let's see it in verse number
10.
Romans 13. Let's see if we can deal with that little thing right quick. Look it up at verse number 8 through 10 of the D.F. Israel. Romans chapter 13. 8 through 10, you said you got to love your neighbor, right?
Yeah.
As yourself. Let's see if we can deal with that love thing right quick.
Romans chapter 13. What'd you say?
Verse number 8 through 10. Romans 13, verse number 8 through 10.
Romans chapter 13, verses 8 to 10.
Mm-hmm. Verse 8.
Yes, ma'am.
Owe no man or woman anything. But to love
no man
one another.
Go ahead.
But to love one another.
They owe no man or woman anything but to love one another. Go ahead.
For he that loveth another has fulfilled the Torah instruction.
We say love is the fulfilling of the first five books of Moses, right? Come on.
Verse 9.
Mm-hmm.
For this thou shalt not commit adultery.
Thou shalt not commit adultery. Go ahead.
Thou shalt not kill.
Mm-hmm.
Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness.
Uh-huh.
Thou shalt not cover.
Yes, ma'am.
And if there be any other Torah instruction,
mm-hmm.
it is briefly comparison in this thing.
Uh-huh.
Namely
what?
Thou shalt love your neighbor as yourself.
Verse 10. Verse 10. Yes,
ma'am. Thou workest no ill to his or her neighbor.
Yes.
Therefore, love is the fulfilling of Torah instruction.
Well, you say love is, right?
Yes.
The fulfilling of the Torah instruction. Yes. And so we are found out that we have love our neighbor as ourselves, right?
Right.
When we keep the Torah instructions, we are walking in the love of the Most High Yahweh. Right?
Hallelujah.
Now, he made a statement in the book of Matthew, Brother Micaiah Israel C. Brother Micaiah Israel C. Roy. Now, what are we going to do with this statement in Matthew chapter 5, Brother Micaiah? Let's see how we work with this in Matthew chapter 5. Brother Micaiah Israel C. Roy. Let's think of that verse number 43 through 48.
But
the Messiah of Israel, of seeing what we're going to do with this statement here, though.
Book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 43.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 43.
Yes, sir.
You have heard that it hath been said, you should love your you should love your neighbor and hate your enemy.
You have heard it said that you
should
love your neighbor, right? And hate your enemy. Verse 44.
What
we work with here?
Verse 44.
Mm-hmm.
But I say unto you.
But I say what?
But I say unto you, love your enemy.
What do you say?
Love your enemy.
That don't make no sense at all, do it? Come on,
bro. Bless them that curse you.
Hey.
Do good to them that hate you.
Mm-hmm.
And pray for them which despitefully use you. And persecute you.
Persecute you.
Persecute you.
Verse 45. Come on.
Verse 45.
Uh-huh.
That ye may be the children of your Father which
mm-hmm.
is in heaven.
Where?
For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good.
Where?
And sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust.
And then they say he maketh his rain on the evil and the good, right? And send it rain on the just and on the unjust. Verse 46, come on.
Verse 46.
Yes, sir.
For if you love them which love you,
mm-hmm.
what reward have you?
Wait.
Do not even the publicans love the same? The publicans the same?
Verse 47, come on.
Verse 47.
Mm-hmm.
And if ye salute your brethren only,
wait.
What do ye more than others?
Mm-hmm.
Do not even the publicans so?
Verse 48.
Verse 48.
Wait.
But ye therefore, be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect.
So he said, after you love your enemy. Is that what he said?
Yes.
Don't let no. We're going to bring you back in to see us. Dig Israel, see your word, I'm saying. Hallelujah,
Father. Hallelujah, Father. I'm glad.
Marinate on that one.
Yeah, I'm glad about that, Brother Yahweh. You know, I was looking at hallelujah, Father. Well, like I say, you got to love your neighbor as yourself. And they asked the question about who their neighbor is. So he'll cover that in grand style.
Yeah.
So we're going to...
Yeah.
Well, it definitely. You have to dig deep and do the rummage. Come on up that grade. He was talking about your brothers. If your brother loses ox and all that other good stuff, so this is all pointing toward not the other nations. See, but we've been taught through Christianity, Islam, Judaism,
yeah.
That point toward you can hit side the head and call the day with the other nations. No, but that ain't necessary. So. But time is at essence, so we're going to get a look on in. Let's, Mosey, let's see what it says in Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. And this is another way of loving your neighbor. And we go to Matthew 5, verse 16. Let's see what's going on in Matthew 5, 16.
Matthew 6. Chapter 5, verse 16. Let your light so shine before men and women that they may see your good works. And glorify your Father which is in heaven.
Mm-hmm. So he said, let your light shine before men. So he said, your light will shine before men. So now, what did he give you that supposed to shine before men, Mother E? Let's look at Numbers 15, verse 1 and 2. What did he give us? Just to make a statement like that, let your light shine before men. Mother, what is this light that's supposed to shine before men in Numbers 15, verse 1, 2, and skip down to 15 and 16? What do we want you to let shine before, let your light shine before men? Let's go to Numbers chapter 15, 1, 2, verse 15 and 16. What's that, Mother E? Yeah, and Mother E, Mother Z had me 29, 37 through 40 waiting on me. What is he saying? Let your light shine. What do we want to shine before men? And women, what light do he want you to let it shine before them?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Right, and Moses had me 29:37-40. Wait a minute. Yahweh spake unto Moses saying, oh, so this is directed to who? Okay. Now, because you was reading from 37 all the way to 40, what light he was talking about. He was given order for the children of Israel, and you was reading from 37 down to verse 40. You was reading it yourself from 37 to 40 about what he wants to make sure that you let that shine before men. That means you can't just do this according to when you just get the class. You know, we just got an example out of a minute ago. You know, this thing got to be put in your lifestyle. Let your light shine before men, not when you just get the class.
That's right.
You got to make sure you out of class, if and in season. Out of season. Let's go to Luke 9:26, and we'll close it down. We'll close it down in Luke, mother, D.F. Israel. Luke chapter 9, verse 26, there's what?
Luke chapter 9, verse 26 reads, "For whosoever shall be ashamed of me and of my word."
And you heard his word. You heard his word just say, didn't you? You heard his word just say, what he wants you to do. So you can't be ashamed of him or his word.
"Of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he shall come in his own honor and in his Father and of the righteous ministering spirit."
So he said, what goes around comes around. You want to take me a little more serious? Come on, God, go to Mark chapter 8, verse 36. Mark 8, 36 to 38. And we'll close out with Mother D up in Matthew 16:33. So he's saying, listen, we got to take this a little bit more serious what we're doing by letting our light shine. We'll take care of the light and all that, but something we got to do ourselves. We cannot be shame of wearing fringes. We can't be shame of wearing fringes. Just don't put it on as an afterthought.
Yeah.
You got to let your light shine before men and women. And them princes. Because they're going to look at you. And they're going to ask you something. What is that? What is that? And you're going to be able to take care of business. That's where it starts at. Mark 8, 36 to 38. What does it say there, Brother Micaiah?
Book of Mark, chapter 8, verses 36 through 38. Verse 36.
What's that?
"For what shall it profit a man?"
Yeah, what do it profit you?
"If he should gain the whole world."
Yeah, gain the whole world.
"And lose his own soul."
And you're going to lose your soul.
Verse 37.
What?
"Or what should a man give in exchange for his soul?"
What you going to give in exchange for your soul? You shame of this man wearing fringes?
Verse 38.
What?
"Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me."
If you're going to be ashamed of your Yahuwah, and maybe tomorrow, we'll show you Sally what Yahuwah was doing in 14:36 in Matthew about how he had his fringes on everywhere he went.
Yeah.
Great.
In of my words, in this adulterous and sinful generation.
That's all this thing is right here.
"Of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed, when he cometh in the glory of his Father with the ministering spirit."
And he going to bring all that back to your remembrance. You know, you're tucking your fringes in, you're hiding them out, and you don't have them on, you're too busy to let your light shine. It's okay. It's going to catch up with you.
Yeah.
Let's close out that Mother D of Israel, Matthew 16:33. It's a privilege to wear fringes. It's an honor that Yahweh picked us to let his light shine before us. We the one that's going to take this lead, but we cannot be ashamed of Yahweh. And I ain't going to call out another brother that you know. You know, I'll take care of no time. Matthew 16:33, we're closing out with this. There ain't no Matthew 16:33. But we leave it like that then. On that note, over the belly of God, Israel, for the close.
All right, we come to I'll be right back at it. But the mercy promise is unspeakable.
Yahweh is great continues, long suffering, very merciful, and the evil of man. Oh, Yahweh, according to thy great goodness, has promised recompense and forgiven to them that have sinned against you.
Hallelujah, I just want to touch